This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. More than 100 million Americans are dealing with stifling heat as dangerously hot weather drags into the extended holiday weekend, including in Arizona, says KPHO-TV's Casey Torres.
Phoenix Fire says they are seeing an uptick in heat-related illness calls for the public. They say people need to be hydrated, stay in the shade, wear sunscreen, and the proper clothes for these hot temps. It's best to have a hiking buddy, let someone know the trail you're taking, and turn back when you get to half of your water supply.
About 15,000 employees at more than 60 major hotels in Los Angeles and Orange County, California, have walked off the job, says KCAL reporter Kara Finstrom.
These hotels saying they plan to stay open with non-union staff filling in. The workers here, they are marching again outside the JW Marriott. They tell us hotels benefited from pandemic payouts, and the industry's again booming, but they're struggling.
Now an update on a mass shooting in Maryland over the weekend that killed two.
Baltimore Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley says there's more reward money offered to find whoever's responsible for the early Sunday morning chaos.
I'm pleased to announce that the reward is up to $28,000, thanks in part to our federal partners.
But Mayor Brandon Scott is not mincing words on how he feels about some of those in the crowd.
They were grown adults filming young people with guns who said nothing, who did nothing, who didn't say to the police, hey, I know this teenager's out here at this event with a gun.
Some of those hit with bullets were as young as 13. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Arriving at the London courthouse to hear his first accuser, Kevin Spacey sat impassive as the police tape was played out in court. The man, identified only as an actor, accused the two-time Oscar winner of grooming and groping him over a period of 4 years. Spacey's charged with a dozen counts of sexual assault against four men.
Protests in France seem to be fading somewhat after days of rage after the killing of a 17-year-old boy of North African descent by a police officer last week. More from the BBC's Tom Simons.
We actually just came from Nanterre. There, they're cleaning up. There are cars, burnt cars, sections of the road that are burnt, being taken away. But here it's the attack on, if you like, the instrument of the state, the mayor himself, who wasn't at home at the time, that has brought people out to make their protest.
It was an abbreviated session on Wall Street today. On this, the day before the 4th of July, stocks closed up, but marginally. The Dow was up 11 points, S&P 500 up 5 points, the Nasdaq was up 29 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
When you have trouble sleeping,
here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DNR is asking people to consider attending a public fireworks celebration rather than putting on their own shows. That's because of ongoing drought conditions and elevated wildfire risk. The DNR says fireworks are not allowed on DNR-managed lands, and in many places, fireworks that leave the ground or explode are not allowed. Fire officials say dry conditions lead to fires spreading more quickly.
Our real concern is the neighboring buildings and structures and where those things are going to land, and then the property damage and the risk to life is much more significant.
That's Bill Sullivan, Madison Fire Marshal, who says most fireworks in city limits across the state are illegal. If you are using fireworks, make sure you have the right permits and set up in an area that is less likely to catch on fire. Many communities in western Wisconsin will have fireworks shows at dusk through Independence Day. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Can you speak quiet on civic media? Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have some happy news at the very beginning. We have four baseball tickets to give away. Four baseball tickets against the Cubbies. The Cubs, next Wednesday. Today's Thursday, so it's this coming Wednesday. First pitch, 7:10 p.m. against the Cubbies, arch rivals, frequently our rivals for the division. Whoever calls first, get hold of Calvin, and you get some tickets. These are the best tickets in the house, by the way, right behind home plate. You can see the ball coming right at you. You can see baseball as it's meant to be seen. I'm a baseball guy. I played Little League. I played Pony League. I played high school baseball. I went out for the college baseball team, but you know, you had guys there who some of them ended up as professional baseball players. I didn't get picked for the varsity in college, but love the game. And if you want great seats, these are they. So the Cubbies, next Wednesday, four tickets. Next Wednesday, 7:10 p.m., first pitch. I'll tell you a lot to talk about today. Hard to know where to start, but I'll tell you where I am going to start. One of the biggest Supreme Court decisions in a long time, and it's not the biggest. I mean, you had Dobbs, you had Citizens United, you had Shelby County, you had a lot of other things, but this is a major decision. This decision, 6-3, essentially put the kibosh on affirmative action in college admissions, and inferentially, it'll be spillover into other areas of employment and society. I want to get into the details of it a little bit, but tell you my reading of it and tell you what I think may be some good news that we can salvage out of this. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. Harvard University in Massachusetts, Cambridge, Massachusetts, right near Boston, and the University of North Carolina, one of the other great universities in the country, were both sued. The Supreme Court had decided a long time ago, decades ago, that you couldn't have racial quotas. In other words, you couldn't say, okay, in an effort to end discrimination based on slavery and its aftermath, we're going to have X percent of this and Y percent of that. You can't do that. But the Supreme Court, in several cases, said you absolutely can take race into account as one factor. And most recently, in the year 2003, 20 years ago, they reaffirmed that, but the majority opinion said that they hoped that in 25 years, this would no longer be necessary. In other words, there would be some racial parity in this country. Well, there isn't racial parity in this country. And this business of 25 years, that basically, they said Sandra Day O'Connor wrote it, and she said, well, by 2028, it shouldn't be necessary anymore. This court deliberately set its opinion to not kick in till 2028. So people that are in college right now are fine, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, this there are a couple of weird things about this. Because somebody in 2003 says 25 years, you're not required to knuckle under that. Secondly, it was the six tarantulas, 6-3. It was Roberts wrote the majority opinion. It was Alito, Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh, and Comey Barrett. Now, Roberts, put Roberts aside for a second. Clarence Thomas has been taking money for 20 years. Gorsuch took money and miraculously turned up a $500,000 profit on a crummy fishing cabin that he couldn't find sell out in the boonies in Colorado. And of course, you have Alito drinking $1,000 bottles of wine, denying it, $100,000 flights. This guy is bad news. And Roberts, $10 million to his wife for calling up law firms saying, hey, you should hire this guy. He's top of his class at a good law firm. Put all that aside. It's the Supreme Court, as long as they're still there. What is the effect of this? How can this be worked around in a positive way? And Joe Biden gave a very, very good speech about it today. And he said, you know, first of all, when you're an applicant for, say, a university, and this is Harvard in North Carolina, but it'll apply to all universities, and inferentially it may apply to other employment decisions. First of all, the key word is qualified. You have to have qualified people. The practical matter is that the acceptance rate at Harvard is about 4%. If you have 100 people applying, four of them are going to get in. North Carolina, it's a little higher than that, but it's very selective. There are a lot of colleges in this country where 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of the applicants get admitted, and this is not going to have the same effect. But Barack Obama was once asked a question. It was an interesting question. They said, do you think your daughters need affirmative action? And they're highly qualified people. And Barack Obama said, no. We've been blessed. You know, we have money. Obviously, stature as a former president and all that. And I think he hit the nail on the head. The reason why affirmative action has been necessary up till now is because up until the not too distant past, and still in many cases in this country, a black person isn't going to be permitted to get to first base. They're not going to be hired, not going to be promoted. They'll be first fired. We have social segregation throughout the country. Here in Milwaukee, it's about the worst. So how do you make up for that and start to integrate people into society? One way to do it would not be mention race. And this is something that even Roberts alluded to in his opinion. And somebody's, nowadays they make kids write essays about why they want to go in. That was less common when I applied to college, but you write an essay. If one of the questions you want them to write about is, tell me about your life, what struggles you had to overcome. And it doesn't have to be put in the context of race at all. It can be if you want, it doesn't have to be. The truth is that if you're a poor white kid in rural Kentucky, you ain't getting into Harvard anytime soon either, frankly. There are a lot of people walking around, and basically they heavily get people from the East Coast. They get people from families that may hire coaches for the SAT exams. Now they say they don't need the SAT exams. But this may be a healthy way of saying we are going to have balanced undergraduate and graduate student bodies of people from all sorts of different backgrounds. It's not just racial. It's not just racial. If somebody is the child, is a black person, the child of a multimillionaire with great educational opportunities, they are less in need of some kind of an accommodation than a kid of any racial background who is first generation college and clawing his way up the greasy pole. And by that, I mean, that's a phrase that Churchill used for politics, climbing up the greasy pole, but it applies to getting ahead economically, financially, in every other respect. You can bet that over the next year or so, and this doesn't kick in till 2028, over the next year or so, you're going to have people at Harvard, North Carolina, and every other, including Madison and every other place in the country, figuring out ways to make sure that they have balanced, and by that I mean life experiences and all of this. You know, they said they're, you know, discrimination against Asians. Asian kids make up 22% of Harvard's undergraduate class and 22% of Yale's undergraduate class, and is 8% of the country. So the fact is that if they are very top-notch students and should be admitted, they are being admitted already, quite frankly. I think there's a lot to be said for people of a lot of different backgrounds, and that's the way maybe to look at this going forward in the future. Mark from the SAC, my friend, what's in your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Reading that, it just as Clarence Thomas, I was just reading an article where Clarence Thomas says, well, someday we'll actually, you know, reach where we actually meet the aspirations that all men are created equal. But, you know, the government just shouldn't get involved in making sure that, in other organizations as well, shouldn't make sure that we actually live up to those principles, you know, that eventually men's and women's hearts will be moved and we'll accept that. But, I mean, that until then, I feel that government and institutions need to take a role to try to move men's hearts. I mean, that...
Right. I agree.
Men's and women's hearts. It is just...
No, I agree. And Mark, let me go one step further. There's a lot of places that this can be accommodated, and it's not going to be that remarkable a decision going forward, I think. For instance, you can say if somebody's in the top 10% of his high school class, any high school class, that is worth, you know, X points in the acceptance data. Well, you know, a lot of schools are still segregated. They're segregated in Milwaukee, I'll tell you that. And if they're in the top 10%, that will have a racial component. And that's not a bad thing to do. Another thing is simply to say in the essay and in the interview process, tell us about your background and give some attention to kids that are first generation college, so to speak, kids that come from very, very tough backgrounds that had to work. Let me tell you something. There are ways of taking tests like the SAC and their prep tests and all this. And ultimately, you want to give everybody a fair shake. And it's simply not true what Thomas says and the rest of them, that somehow things are going to suddenly get better and everybody's going to accept each other. They're not going to accept each other. Everything is heavily segregated in this country still, in my judgment. But what you do is you give a kid a chance. You get a kid a chance. And you don't have to put it in racial terms. You can put it in economic terms, adversity terms, rank in schools, which takes into account segregated schools and all of that. So the six tarantulas, this could almost be expected. But the fact is that it'll not be permitted to stick a knife in this country. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back up.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and a little humid out there today. We'll get to 93 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And a couple of those could be severe late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 91.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in. Welcome back to Matt's Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Iron Day, David.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with you on your point and what you just said a little bit. The reason being, I think what's frustrating to me, I look at it from a different perspective, is that when Joe Biden mentioned when he was going to pick out the next Supreme Court justice, he just said it's going to be a African-American woman. He said that's going to be the next justice. There wasn't anything about, you know, merit or anything along those lines. He could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily said, here's a list of candidates. I looked through them all, and then this is the person who I chose. But he didn't do that. He went right to the playbook. It didn't matter basically anybody else. There would have been a male, whatever, it's already ostracized, and was considered out of the picture. So with this judgment today, and, you know, I understand, but, you know, when Sandy Williams is on the radio with Earl Ingram in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, he went to Harvard. He has something called legacy, acceptance into the schools. I think that needs to be thrown out the window, too, because, based on other people that have gone there or what have you, there's a lot of things that could change, and it should be on merit. It really should be. It shouldn't be based on your color of your skin or, you know, if you're white, black, whatever, religion. It should just be on your – and what's going to happen is, this is my opinion, the SATs and ACTs are all going to be thrown out because they're going to be considered racist. That, you know, if you don't – if you have this merit, so they'll just eliminate it. They'll figure out something else to, in order to get around this. That's just my opinion, though.
Thanks for calling, David. That's thoughtful. And let me respond. A couple of things. First of all, a lot of these colleges have already gotten rid of the SAT and the ACT. Say they're not necessary, and then, you know, people aren't going to take them, or a lot of them aren't going to take them. What's interesting to me, the one university in the country, the one major university in the country said, we're keeping the SATs. You know what it was? It was MIT. Because if you're going to be building bridges, you know, you better understand certain geometries. Anyway, I look at this as a larger point. Ronald Reagan, back when he was elected president, said the next Supreme Court justice I appoint is going to be a woman. You know, he didn't have to say that either. He appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. And she was only a Court of Appeals justice in Arizona. She wasn't even on the Arizona Supreme Court, but she was a law school classmate of William Rehnquist. So, you know, there was a bit of that. This time Joe Biden did say what you said he said. And I personally would not have said what he said. I would have said, I'm going to pick a qualified candidate. And this particular Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson is highly qualified. So absolutely pick her. But I do differ on one thing. I do not differ with you on saying that qualification matters and merit matters. But let me tell you something. Over the years, what I found is there frequently are a lot of qualified people. A lot of qualified people. Now, by keeping race as a criterion in this thing, what that had the undesired effect of is that a lot of black kids in colleges, other people would look on them and say, well, the only reason they got in here is affirmative action. That frequently wasn't the case. What this will do, and I'm trying to make lemonade out of a lemon, but what this will do, in my judgment, is race won't be taken into account, but it is absolutely fine to say, if you have a rural kid from Kentucky and a kid from the inner city of Milwaukee, who cares what there happens, one's white and one's black, you ultimately have to open up society or you end up with an aristocracy, a self-perpetuating aristocracy. You want good ideas. And some of the best people, there's a guy named John Stuart Bell in Belfast who was discriminated against by the English and they didn't let him have an education. He went on and in quantum theory, he came up with the seminal argument on quantum theory, and he died early, and three other guys got the Nobel Prize because he had died, but he was the guy that came up with it. John Stuart Bell in Belfast. I mean, good for him, for Pete's sake. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for putting a positive outlook on it, because I think we need to get different people into office significantly, the ones that think that they're all picked on, you know, I mean, the way that they went after women significantly. They still haven't righted that huge wrong against women, and this doesn't surprise me one bit. And the fact that Biden said that he was going to put a woman in or put her name in for one of the highest courts in the land is appropriate, because we need all different types of people on that court, because what we've gotten so far from the Trump administration was a bunch of, sorry to use the word, garbage. And they had access to grind, and they're bought and paid for. We need honesty and integrity in our schools, people coming out with degrees that are doctors and lawyers, judges, nurses, and we need all types of people because everybody's got gifts. And just because Biden said a woman of color, good for him. Have you ever looked at his staff? A variety of people, a variety of backgrounds. That's what we need running our country, not just those privileged sons of guns that are sitting on that court right now. So that's my 2 cents worth, Matt. Keep up the great work. I really appreciate it. And women, we got a lot of work to do. Thank you. Bye.
Excellent call. Excellent call, as always. I'm making lemonade out of a lemon, but I think that people are going to figure out a way to say, look, we're going to look at adversity. We're going to look at other things. And it will have the effect of getting more African-Americans and Latinos into positions. And it should. It absolutely should. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. In Phoenix, temperatures have been hovering at around 115 degrees. Fire Department Captain Sean DuBois says it's not a good time to go hiking.
We applaud anyone that wants to stay in shape and be physically active. Maybe there's other ways you can do it. Maybe you can go to your local gym.
Police still haven't found who shot and killed two people at a block party in Baltimore yesterday. Mayor Brandon Scott on CBS Mornings.
We are still looking for those who cowardly decided to disrupt a block party in Brooklyn and murder two people and cause trauma to so many others.
28 people were wounded, most of them minors. A police officer in Orlando shot and killed a man during a traffic stop this morning after the officer pulled him over and saw drugs drugs in the car. Police Chief Eric Smith.
The suspect disobeyed the commands given by the officer and made a movement as to retrieve a firearm. One officer shot the suspect, who was an adult Hispanic male. The suspect was transported to the hospital and pronounced deceased.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Wisconsin DNR is asking people to consider attending a public fireworks celebration rather than putting on their own shows. That's because of ongoing drought conditions and elevated wildfire risk. The DNR says fireworks are not allowed on DNR-managed lands, and in many places, fireworks that leave the ground or explode are not allowed. If you are using fireworks, make sure you have the right permits and set up in an area that is less likely to catch on fire, such as concrete or gravel. Also, have access to water. Many communities here in western Wisconsin will have fireworks shows at dusk through Independence Day. If you're traveling over the next couple of days, you won't be alone. AAA says over 50 million people will be traveling for the July 4th holiday. In addition, AAA says they are offering free transportation to help keep intoxicated people off of the roadways this Independence Day. You can call 855-2GO-2GO to get a free ride home. That service goes through Wednesday morning. Have a happy and safe Independence Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
Return the sender.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Marquette poll just came out. Marquette poll on the presidential race. Very interesting. A lot of potential in there. First of all, let me tell you something about the Marquette poll. Marquette poll is nationally known, nationally recognized, and they changed their methodology a little bit this time. They limited it to registered voters. In the past, they'd say, you plan to vote? Yeah. You know, and then who knows if you're ever going to vote. Here, there's no law that says you got to vote, but if you're registered, that's something. And more than half of the people who were contacted by email, not by phone, big bunch by phone, but nowadays people hang up on the phone. So I think the methodology of this one is sound. Here's what it comes out. Republican primary with all these crazy candidates, 10 of them. Trump 31%, DeSantis 30%. All the rest of them, you know, little garbage single digit numbers. Trump 31, DeSantis 30. Head to head, if it's just Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis kills Trump 57-41. In a general election, Biden beats DeSantis 49-47. Biden beats Trump 52-43. Let me give you some context, and then we're going to go to the lines. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. If DeSantis were smarter, and by that I mean if he weren't so obtuse politically, if he weren't tone deaf politically, he could get the nomination away from Trump. Biden still beat him. Biden's an excellent president. But he could get the nomination away from Trump. Most people don't know this, but early on in his career in the Congress, he was close to Paul Ryan. He very much like Paul Ryan. He was a moderate, basically a moderate Republican. And then the fever of the far right swept over the party, and he, in a clumsy, mechanical fashion, is trying to just accommodate it. Give you an example. Yesterday, in a Fox News interview, he was asked, would you eliminate the Department of Education or any other agencies if you were president? You know what he said? Answer by DeSantis. I would eliminate the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Now, you know, this guy's tone deaf. There are a lot of right-wing nuts in this country, and there are people, oh, taxes should be lower, they should be higher, this, that, and the other thing. Nobody in his right mind gets rid of the IRS, totally. What, you're on your own? Somebody wants some money out of you, they'll track you down. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And what, we're going to pay our military? We're going to stand up to China and Russia? He obviously didn't mean it. He lies continually about this kind of stuff. You know, on abortion, I mean, Trump had been pro-choice up until the time he ran for president. The guy has no sincerity whatsoever. DeSantis goes, all right, I'm going to set your right for abortion at 6 weeks. Well, people don't know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks frequently. Now, as a result of the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court, the tarantulas, have consigned women, basically, if you have a problem pregnancy, you have to get sepsis and almost die before a doctor will do anything for you because they're afraid of being prosecuted by penny ante DAs in penny ante counties who want to run for Congress. And DeSantis is buying into that. And I'm not talking about the pro-life, pro-choice issue. I'm just talking about common sense. DeSantis could have beaten Trump in this thing, and he still might, because this is breaking news that I will give to you right now before we go to the lines. There are more than rumors in D.C. as I speak that a superseding indictment is planned by Jack Smith. A superseding indictment is one where you go to the court and you say, I want to replace the indictment with this new one. It will add 30 to 45 new charges against Trump, and will also charge some of the lawyers who were conspiring with him. One further piece of breaking news, Rudy Giuliani looks like he's flipped. He's in deal negotiations. So stand by. That's not to be discussed in detail today because I don't have the details. But this idiot DeSantis, if Trump is now going to be facing 70 felony counts with very precise evidence, all he had to do, and the clown also said, Trump said he's for Russia because he's being bribed and he's against Ukraine. The clown DeSantis said, well, you know, maybe we're doing too much for Ukraine. The idiot, he continually loses support of people who don't want to be with Trump and the Republican Party. The moron said, I am standing with our allies, with NATO, with all of the NATO countries and with Ukraine, Russia, that was a genocidal invasion. We're not going to put up with it. And we're halfway normal about things. He could be tough on immigration and everything else. And even with that, in this poll, it's only 31-30 Trump over DeSantis. And even with that in this poll, it's head-to-head 57-41. Why should I give advice to DeSantis? He'd be a lousy president. But the idiot is throwing this away. Going to the lines, Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to speak briefly about the Supreme Court's decision on affirmative action. The case was brought by a group of mostly conservative Chinese Americans. And this particular group of Chinese Americans, the students, their families who immigrated here to the United States, those families came from highly educated areas of China. Many of them had skills. And so when they came here to the United States, oftentimes their credentials from China was not recognized, and so they either had to return to school, the parents, or take jobs in areas that where they could not use their degrees that they had earned in China. Now, one problem that concerns me that the conservative Chinese students who brought the lawsuit do not recognize is that there are Asian Americans who are low income, and because of their actions, this new arrivals from Cambodia, Vietnam, Hmong, these are very low-income immigrants who come from oftentimes rural communities. They are the ones who could truly benefit from affirmative action. They are oftentimes first-generation college students. They will not be able to receive that benefit. And it's a lot more complicated, and it's very sad that the court did not consider that that this group of Asian students who brought the lawsuit, they only represented, you know, a small, highly educated Asian American subset of that population who were supposedly being discriminated against. But there are many in the Asian community who really could benefit from affirmative action and who really do need that opportunity. So that's all that I have. I'll listen offline.
Wonderful. That's a profound and nuanced call. Thank you very much. And I think you make an excellent point. The whole idea behind affirmative action, because quotas were outlawed, 30 years ago, was you're not going to make a decision on an applicant necessarily on any one thing. You know, there's no test in the world that goes in, and if you're 1 point higher than the other guy, you get it and they don't. That's ridiculous. You know, you take into account at a company or anything else, a whole range of things. Now, for universities, it happens, I mentioned, that the Asian population of the undergraduate classes at Harvard and Yale are 22%. And the numbers nationwide of the percentage of that population are 8%. So I do not see that at all as discrimination. On the contrary. But your point is, and I think you're right, there are Hmongs. And remember, the Hmongs stood with us during the Vietnam War, and a lot of them got killed. And we gave them shelter here in the United States, deservedly so. They're excellent people, the Hmongs, excellent, excellent people. And there are many others, and Filipinos and so forth, excellent people. So the idea behind affirmative action wasn't, you know, you just look at this and throw at a qualified guy and bring in somebody. That wasn't what it was about. And you raised the profound point that you look for the whole person. And you're going to look for their background, overcoming adversity. You're going to look for are they first generation going to college? That's important, because I had support from my dad, who was a professor at UWM. We talked all the time about books and ideas. There are a lot of people that are not blessed with that kind of mentoring, quite frankly. And for them to do it on their bootstraps, these can be the most productive people in society. So I think there's a mistaken Supreme Court decision. I have no respect for the judges that issued it. That said, to make lemonade out of lemon, there is a chink in the armor that can be exploited, and that is this. Robert said, you know, and the things like, well, you know, the essay and all that sort of stuff, you can take into account the adversity and so on, and that's the way it should be framed, and it should be straight up. You know, we are not taking race one way or the other into account, but that will have the effect of giving a hand up that they deserve to people to, in fact, diversify our student bodies. Thank you for calling. Excellent, Cassandra. Todd or Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's your mind today?
Hey, Matt. Boy, what you just said about Rudy Giuliani, holy cow, that made me happy to hear. Is that huge, or is Rudy Giuliani just so unreliable and such a joke that his cooperation really may not mean much? But boy, that is sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll answer that, and I'm breaking this on this show, and I'm delighted to do it. First of all, Rudy Giuliani was the U.S. attorney in New York. That's probably the most important U.S. attorney position in the country. He prosecuted the mafia, organized crime. He became mayor of New York for a couple of terms. You become a national candidate. He ran for president, and in the Republican primary when he ran, he was briefly in first place. Why he became subservient to Trump, I'll never understand. But no, I think that would have a lot of credibility if he flips on Trump. He's not going to be lying. He's going to say, I said this to Trump, I did that for Trump, and Trump said this to me and that to me. You put Rudy Giuliani on the stand, who at one time, and Trump was not on the ticket then, I think it was 2012, but at one time he was the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. There's a lot of credibility, and Trump has got to be sweating. The second thing, Jack Smith has turned out to be a good, tough prosecutor. This superseding indictment, which a lot of people in D.C. expect to come down, is going to have 30 to 45 more counts. There may be use counts instead of just hoarding counts. Right now, it's just that he kept these documents, but he showed them to people. He showed them to people in New Jersey, and we spiked the number of our undercover agents who were captured and executed by the Chinese and the Russians. Right when he started putting these classified documents into bathrooms and pool supply closets with no locks. And then when he was subpoenaed and there was a search warrant, he tried to hide them by flying them up to Bedminster. And now, by the way, and I think I broke this yesterday, they have subpoenaed the surveillance video in Bedminster. They may be going in there with a search warrant. This guy is hiding stuff to monetize it. He's hiding stuff that is being used to capture and murder our agents. People have got to understand that. And I want to see Jack Smith be a lot more explicit about that in this indictment. But to answer your question, Rudy Giuliani will be very, very important. Very important. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. No such soul. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender. Return the sender.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, where are you? There, I called them back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and a little humid out there today. We'll get to 93 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Scattered thunderstorms tonight down to 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. And a couple of those could be severe late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow right around 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 93.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Madison Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's good news on Trump because we never need him anywhere near the presidency again with all the things that have gone on and how he's tore the country apart. But this Jack Smith, do you think with everything that's going on, he may be able to tie this in with the fake electors and these congressional people that continually talk about the election being rigged and all this other stuff that the Secret Service and the list goes on and on. I hope and pray that some of this stuff is exposed to set the record straight is what I'm saying. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Good call. Yeah. I mean, I think that the fake electors, if there is a superseding indictment, remember this is coming out of Washington right now. I'm just passing it on. But if there is a superseding indictment with 30 to 45 more counts, there's already 38 counts, and 31 of them have to do with these taking these documents. But so far, it's just possession. It's not usage. I think that a lot of the 30 to 45 new counts would be tied to the fake electors. Why do I say that? Because about a week ago, and I mentioned on the show, but also there's plenty of publicity on it, several fake electors were seen coming in. I think it was from Nebraska, and they were grilled. And the word was that they were offered limited immunity. Remember, the prosecutor doesn't. There's a thing called use immunity. There's a total immunity. They don't like to give like total immunity. They don't like to say, all right, you have a right to remain silent. Give up that right and tell us, and we won't go after you for anything. Well, the guys will say, fine, I killed five people. You don't want that kind of thing. So what you say is use immunity. I will not use what you say against you. Those are the fake electors. And the fake electors were part of the reason that behind all this in the first place. Pence was supposed to hold up two sets of electors. Say, I don't know which one is right. You and the Congress decide. But each state only gets one vote. And Trump would have been put back in as a result. So I think that's very much possible. Next up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. Andy, what's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, I heard yesterday that that Giuliani was going to come forward and give testimony, probably to save his own butt. And what you're just relayed now is even more important. There, it's going to expand more, and it's definitely going to make it a lot tougher for Trump to escape from that. And another thing, when you talk about fake electors, how about our good, brilliant Senator Ron Johnson? Would he could he eventually be caught up with? I mean, trying to take part in the not only for Wisconsin, for Michigan, you know, that where he would was trying to get these fake electors in to change the outcome, you know. So
right,
we'll have to see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. You know, he doesn't represent the UP or something. Are you kidding me? He was in there to stick it to Michigan, and another guy was going to stick it to Wisconsin. And do I think he could be tied up? Certainly, depending on the testimony. If a guy like Giuliani said, and by the way, Ron Johnson would meet with Trump and back him up on this whole theory. If they have a witness who says that Ron Johnson agreed to get the Michigan fake electors to Trump and so forth, Absolutely, he could be swept up in it. I don't know that they have that testimony at this point, but I'll tell you this. The word out of Washington is that it's attorneys. I don't think that Ron Johnson's an attorney. So I don't hear any rumors about Ron Johnson, but it's a plain fact that he had the Michigan State electors in his possession, wanted them sent to Pence. And then when he was caught, he goes, I was only in on it for like 3 seconds. You can pull a trigger in 3 seconds and kill somebody. You can hand them to your chief of staff, say, get them to Pence in 3 seconds. And I don't believe it was only 3 seconds. So thanks for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have 4 minutes and 2 callers. If you can keep it short, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, Joe Biden just did an interview with Nicole Wallace, and it was fascinating. The guy needs to do more of these one-on-ones, Matt, because he's fabulous in it. He comes off really well, but it was chilling what he just said. She asked him, do you ever worry that had you not been president last weekend and say the former was, that he might have tipped off Putin about what was going on? And Biden just goes, I don't even like to think about things like that.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's a great
man. Yeah. He was fabulous in this interview. He really was.
All right. I'll look at it. And we're going to talk about Ukraine probably tomorrow. I had it on the agenda, but all these Supreme Court cases came in. But that's an excellent call. Thank you, Dick. Dennis of Wakanda, Illinois. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Dennis?
Hi, good afternoon. Quick question. You had mentioned earlier in the show, you're given someone's poll and said that the Trump, like, it's got a 1-point lead now. And, you know, we listen to these other polls, and I'm just trying to figure out which one are these more accurate? Because the ones I've been listening to, you hear Trump's got 50% lead over, what's his name, has 29%. So
right.
I believe the one that the guy's got the double-digit lead is not accurate anyway. So this one seems more accurate to me. Is that true, would you say?
Yes, it's true in this limited extent. This poll only polled Wisconsin. The ones you're talking about polled the whole country. So I have no basis for saying anything about those polls one way or the other. But the Marquette poll is highly regarded. It really is highly regarded. And the pollster and the people, staff, and so forth. All he's saying is that in Wisconsin, in the eight-man person field or whatever, Trump 31, DeSantis 30, the rest single digits. Head-to-head, DeSantis 57, Trump 41 in Wisconsin. Now, how that translates elsewhere, I don't know. I have a feeling that there are state, you know, Wisconsin's an unusual state. It's a purple state. Sometimes it goes Republican, sometimes Democratic, but it's a very independent state. It really is. We are independent people. What happens in Texas and Alabama and Florida, I do not know. But Dennis, thank you very much for calling in because you raise a good point. And the final thing I'll say about polls is it's just a snapshot right now. If there are another 30 indictments against Trump, that'll do that. If DeSantis keeps saying stupid things like he's going to get rid of the IRS and he'd betray Ukraine, which is really what he was getting at, that's going to make a difference. It hurts both of them against Biden. Biden, in my view, is a superb president. He could beat either one of these guys. He will beat either one of these guys, but they're fighting it out. They're fighting it out in the Republican Party. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. A lot to talk about, a lot we didn't even get to today. Things are breaking very fast. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.